George Jolly, calling from Middle Grove, New York. I'm listening to the roundtable and discussing Governor Cuomo's access to testing. I'm just bringing attention to the roundtable folks that testing is really for the benefit of other people, not of the individual that's being tested. If the individual actually had COVID, he's got it. And testing is not going to be particularly helpful to that individual. The real value for testing is to know whether other people might get it. Thank you very much.
Hello, this is Mackenzie Valentine, Colony, New York. Comment about what Rex said in the media project. I'm in favor of gun control myself, but Rex called AR-15s automatic weapons. He referred to keeping automatic weapons out of the hands of people. The facts have to be accurate. So you can't get automatic weapons. Civilians cannot get those, not for decades. AR-15 is semi-automatic. So if the people that are not in favor of gun control hear that, they will jump on it in a second. So terminology has to be correct. Thanks. Bye-bye.
My name is Jeff English, and I live in Troy, New York. I was just listening to Earthwise on Sunday, March 28th, about using ground-up waste plastic in highway pavement. If this were to be used for anything but the top layer, the wearing surface, that might be okay. But otherwise, it's an environmental disaster. Even as things are now, pavement and vehicle tires account for 35% of the microplastics in the world's oceans. We certainly don't need to be adding to that. And we also need to get past the idea that converting cars and trucks to electric would solve all the environmental problems with highway transportation. It's long past time to get out of that car and ride trains.
Hello, this is for authenticity. This is Hudson, New York. This is James from Hudson. And I'm listening to the TED Talk Radio Hour, which is the most revoltingly insipid show that you might have on the air. You have a lot of good programming, by the way, but maybe you should look at some of it. I don't know why this is on twice a week. The current host, the new host, which I thought she might have gotten better, she sounds like Miss Jean from Romper Room in the way she deals with people. And someone was using citizen as a verb. I mean, please. I mean, we're not in primary school.
This is Christopher Longo from Gilderland. I think you're missing two particular questions for the discussion about the passports. How about the privacy, medical privacy issue with showing, say, a hostess at a restaurant your private personal data? And I think you're missing the section of the population that has contracted the virus, recovered from the virus, and does not have a need to get vaccinated or tested any longer. What do you do with that section of the population? Thank you. Bye.
Hello, this is Nancy Goody from Albany, New York. I was just listening to the interview with Mike Reese, who talked about going to Iceland to see the Northern Lights and then 10 years later going to Alaska to see the Northern Lights. And he is a little misinformed. It turns out 20 to 30% of the population cannot see the colors. However, the rest of us can see the colors. It is true that what you see in a photograph is better than what we can see with our eyes, because our eyes are different than a camera lens and you can do a long exposure. You should ask Bob Berman to explain this. He has led trips to Alaska for many years. The astronomer who is regularly on WAMC, I'm sure, can explain the optics of this. Thank you very much.
Good morning. This is Judy Leon. I'm in Amsterdam, New York, and I was listening today, as I always do, and one of the subjects was roundabouts. There was a very, very authoritative piece on roundabouts on National Public Radio a couple of days ago, and there's just no question that roundabouts are excellent safety cost way for intersections, and everybody should listen to it. No traffic lights. I had no idea they were so expensive. And safer for pedestrians, bicyclists, and other cars. Bye.